Hello and welcome to all new and veteran weebs to the Simping for Senpai podcast, where we make it our goal to make sure that you watch your goddamn animes. This show will contain adult language, lewd things, and talks of waifus, best girls, who's the queen of the harem, you know, that sort of thing. If you want to simp, then go ahead and simp for us. Notice me, Senpai. Welcome all my new and veteran weebs to the newest episode of the Simping for Senpai podcast. I am your combatant, standing at 6'1", 222 pounds, Crash Basham.
You're really 6'1"?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, what's your 5'9" average ace?
I guess since we're using height, I'm 5'2", standing whopping 6-foot-long penis psychotics.
The only reason why I did that is because the way how they do their intros and fucking
yeah, I know.
I was like, that's fucking hilarious. Oh god, that's funny.
And yes, I am actually 5'2".
Really? Damn.
Yep. Did not.
I wouldn't even tell even from the sound of your own voice too. I think you're taller, honestly.
Nope. Hey, dick swinging. That's why.
Yeah, gotcha. Anyways, follow us everywhere. Join the Discord. Give us more shit to like talk about and stuff like that. Today is gonna be pretty great day. We're gonna be doing Kengan Ashura as our actual anime review. It's like 36 episodes so far available on Netflix. Part 2 was already announced that they're supposed to be that coming out pretty soon. They just haven't announced when. That's the only thing. I'm thinking, season 2, part 2, because the way how fucking Mal has that shit listed is kind of stupid.
Yeah.
And plus the way how, actually, I'll get to that actually later. I'll get to that portion later, but it's like, what the fuck? The way where it ends, it's like, god damn it, that annoyed me. That really annoyed me.
How did it end? I kind of don't remember.
It ended with like, who the fuck was at the? It was, damn it!
Oh, the fight, the battle.
It's like essentially them taking over
the sides.
Yeah. And then Oma finally wakes up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's his name? Face. Prince Zuko.
Yeah, that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hayami or Hayama?
Fuck, I forgot the name.
The electric dude. Toho Electric or whatever. The one dressed like Hitler.
Yeah, him.
The one dressed in his World War II regalia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it was that one. Okay. Anyways,
yeah. Yeah, they were positioning for a takeover.
God, that was such a fucking interesting fucking just way of them doing that. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, they just started beating people up. Big surprise.
Yeah, right?
They were losing in the fight, so they were like, yeah, well, we're just going to hire a bunch of mercenaries, and we're just going to beat you up and take your positions.
Beat the shit out of everybody. So dumb. That show's great, though.
I like it.
Yeah. I think I still prefer Rocky. But that's just because Baki's ridiculous.
Funny enough, too, there is a sequel series to Kengan Ashura.
I
think it's like called Kengan Omega. So it's
Okay. I thought you were talking about the little stupid weightlifting thing you always talk about.
Oh, you're talking about how heavy are the dumbbells? Yeah, they're in the same universe.
Yeah.
It's weird to say that, but they are in the same universe. It's
one. Are they?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. The mangaka for How Heavy Are the Dumbbells is the same mangaka for Kengan Ashura.
Didn't they have like a crossover too? And so, how are you dumbbells?
Yeah, they did.
Where like he runs into Oma, or is it the?
I don't remember
the old man.
I don't remember which character it was that got red.
It was either Oma or the old man. I think. Probably. The old man that's his sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Probably, I think that does make sense. It could be.
I don't know. I didn't read it, but I thought I recalled you saying it.
I did. Yeah, I mentioned something about that. I just didn't remember who it was specifically that was like showing up on that thing. Because the only reason I know that fact is because my buddy, he reads the manga for it. He read both the mangas. Very interesting thing to do. Cool. All right. First off, I asked some of the people in our Discord to send us some anime Santa wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm so not excited.
It's all right. We don't have that many of them, which is not too bad.
I so want to hear how they all want body pillows.
No,
of their waifus.
You'll be surprised. Some of them really didn't ask for anything too egregious, which is I think is pretty fucking hilarious. But I'm gonna start with Alex's Mr. Cream Puff Coon over there at the Anybody's Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I hope Santa helps the working situation in East Asian countries. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's not what you think.
I mean,
off the shit I've been hearing about MAPPA right now, I'm like,
to be fair,
God.
Kind of did it to themselves, but.
True.
But to also be fair, the government is, from what I understand, taking a lot of steps to make that not the case anymore.
Yeah, which is...
And it's really just the old generation.
Exactly. It should not be like that, honestly.
It shouldn't.
Sad.
However, I mean, if you enjoy it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. If it's your passion...
More props to you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's great for you. It's your opportunities.
But if you're Togashi and you're crying about it because your back is debilitating, give it to someone else to draw. You don't have to draw it, Togashi.
I know.
Your wife's a mangaka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she can freaking do most of the art and stuff with it. Just have her do it, and then you just tell her like, "Hey, do this and this and that." Easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, but all in that though, he's also fucking old too at the same time. So it's
not that old. He's like early 50s, I believe.
Like 52, I think it is.
Yeah, he's not that old.
Yeah, Togashi.
Because he's been having back pains for like 30 years.
Yeah. He's 57.
So what? Yu Yu Hakusho ended in like 97. So he was having back pains. About 25 at like 30, early 30s, maybe.
Yeah, I think he was having it during his actual like Hunter x Hunter run too. I think that's when it started.
Oh no, it started in towards the end of Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh shit, really? Oh damn.
Yeah, it started at the end of Yu Yu Hakusho, which is why the last arc is so kind of like rushed. Because, like, he was complaining, he was saying, like, he'd have such, like, he'd only get a day of sleep during the week, like, a day and a half off, and, like, at one point, like, whenever he caught up, his chest would start hurting.
Oh, damn.
And the more sleep he wouldn't have, the more his chest would hurt.
That's unfortunate.
That's crazy.
That is unfortunate.
Do you think also he was feeling that pain when he was doing level E on top of that? Because it was around in between.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But level E wasn't as popular, so no. Probably. So he probably had a little bit. I think he had more leeway with level E. Because it wasn't Shonen Jump, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
It was... No, it was Weekly Shonen Jump as well.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, but it wasn't like Yu Yu Hakusho either, so it probably wasn't required to. It wasn't fighting for the top spot.
Yeah, that one was because it says right here its original run for level E or Reverie It is,
and it was
October 2nd.
Pretty short.
95, yeah. 95 to 1997 of January 15th. It was three volumes, so I think what I remember, because David and Jordan talked about this, I think it's only about like 12 chapters in the manga it was only they had. It was like around there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my bad. 16 yes. chapters. Sorry.
16 chapters?
Yeah, that's how much. That's how long it was.
Three volumes. And there's three volumes? I thought the volume was usually like 10 chapters.
It depends on the manga sometimes. Because like I have the...
because if that's like a... If it was like a quarterly release or something.
Yeah, because like I have be the... Because like if I was looking at the Chainsaw Man mangas that I have, it only goes up to like 5 to 6 chapters like per volume. So, I mean, it also does depend on the series, because there's some that have, like, 30-something pages in a single chapter.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Because, like, Boruto now has, like, 30 pages a chapter because of the quarterly release?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. So, like, weekly, it's, like, what, 10, 18?
18 to 22 chapters, or 18 to 22 pages usually.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, I know I'm probably like a minute late, but speaking of Chainsaw Man news, MAPPA released a teaser trailer for the Reze arc. It's going to be a movie.
I was actually going to talk about that in the news.
Since we were talking about Yu Yu Hakusho, I watched most of the live action. I watched like 4 hours. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
I've been hearing
if you want it to be Yu Yu Hakusho in live action, that's not what it is. Mm-hmm. It's an adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
But it holds to the spirit that is Yu Yu Hakusho.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you will see, from what I remember, it's like you see the spirit detective arc, you see him train with Genkai, you don't see the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And like you see the Terukune part with the ice jewels or whatever from Hiei's sister.
Mm-hmm.
But you see Bui and the explosion dude. Mm-hmm. But it's not in the dark tournament, so
I saw the scene where like he gets.
Yeah, that's all stuff you see in like the trailer, but it's 3.5 hours. It's like 3 3/4 of an hour. That's so it's like just.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 5 episodes.
That's not too bad, actually. Yeah,
it's not. It's not. It's not that bad though. It feels true to the spirit of Yu Yu Hakusho.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wouldn't mind doing a review on that thing then for like the next episode.
We are going to do one on Dad's Anime Stash.
Ooh, nice.
This week, I think. Thursday, nice. Yes.
Nice.
Oh, nice, nice.
So if you watch it before, then you want to be on that one.
I mean, if you're down to do that, Ace, we can watch it before Thursday and we can join them with the review.
Before Thursday?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. by Thursday, because Thursday's when they're gonna record, like at 7:30.
And then we could just do it on our show too.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Okay.
So Ace doesn't have to do it on Thursday if he wants to watch Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's short too. It's only 5 episodes, and
I don't have Netflix. That's why I'm like, I'll see.
You can find it on pirate sites too. So.
All right.
Yeah, I was like, you can find.
Yeah, after the recording, can you send me a link?
I'll send you a link.
All right, cool.
I'll just make sure that's actually on that site too.
All right, cool beans.
For sure. All right, cool. That was only the first fucking letters of Xana. I still got like four more to go.
Okay.
And they're not as long as like most people would probably make mm-hmm. their. All right, so that was Alex's. Second one is a good old the Gritty Gundam himself, Mr. Mike over there at the Annie. And at the Anime Protagonist podcast, mm-hmm. he said, "I want Santa to bring peace between subs and dub watchers."
Nice.
I don't care. I honestly still love this because people still fucking fight about subs versus dubs. Just fucking watch what you want to watch. Like, honestly.
Exactly.
it just annoys me when I still see fucking threads like on Reddit too that still are like bashing like people that watch either or. It's like, dude, come on, it's just fucking watch it. We all like,
yeah, because it all has to be translated, dumb dumbs.
Yeah, exactly. Regardless,
so unless you're speaking yeah. Japanese and you understand the context, so if you're probably not a native speaker of Japanese, mm-hmm. it's probably not the same as it's intended to be for the
exactly.
sub.
Exactly. Exactly. Just watch what you guys want to watch.
Yeah, ooh. Just watch the dub.
Dylan's is a very interesting one. I like this one. He says, I need another season of The Following Santa, No Game, No Life, Zom 100, and some form of Cyberpunk Universe anime again, or a Hitman Reborn remaster is also acceptable, Mr. Claus. To be fair, yeah, all of that I fucking agree with. I agree with everything mm-hmm. he said.
I don't really care about the cyberpunk thing, but mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't be against it. It was fine. Mm-hmm. Hitman mm-hmm. Reborn, remade, like the Rurouni Kenshin, I would love.
That'd be dope.
What was the other one?
No Game, No Life. Never had a season. I mean, I wouldn't mind a second season of that. It's a very...
Zom 100 has to finish his first season before he can get a second season.
They said it will be done
for Christmas.
Like, yeah, before Christmas or around that time. So
no, I think that's when they're releasing it. Is on Christmas.
Jesus, man. On Christmas. It just sucks because that the studio that's doing that is a brand new studio, and they just had so much strings of bad luck, which fucking sucks.
I think it was bad luck. I think it's the fact that they decided to do an anime about people being being not liking their job. And being overworked. And then they were like, and they put two and two together.
Right. It's a great manga. Like, I'm not gonna lie. It's actually a fun manga to
read. I mean, why else wouldn't MAPPA pick it up? Because exactly. MAPPA just picks up everything.
True.
Which is why they're having their kerfuffle.
Well, Zom 100 isn't done by MAPPA, though. That's the thing.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, I was saying, like, even MAPPA didn't try and pick it up. And they try and pick up everything.
True.
Because they knew that animating a show about unpleasant workers that are unsatisfied because they're overworked was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So. Because it would get the ideas flowing, which is why MAPPA didn't want to do it, because they're shitheads.
Yeah. Most of the higher-ups and like a lot of those ones are usually pretty bad. I think they release like which studios are like the better paying ones, and mm-hmm. MAPPA's not even one of them.
Of course not.
No, I think it. Fuck. If I can find that thing, I would say which one it was. But I heard it was actually like I think it was Madhouse was like the better paying one
because they actually probably Science Saru, I'd imagine.
I wouldn't be surprised mm-hmm. if they do as well. I know for a fact, fucking Ufotable doesn't, because we've had so many news articles about fucking Ufotable. I know mm-hmm. they don't.
I'd expect them to be like average. I would expect them to be like at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly.
Like, I wouldn't. Like, I don't think they're bad people.
Mm-hmm. No.
It was just that one guy.
Yeah, it was essentially the president, because like during
and they fired him anyway. So
exactly. Well, no, he's in fucking jail right now.
Oh yeah. Well, no, he resigned.
He did resign, but he also was like indicted for like taking like donation money.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, this one was like a year and a half ago, around there. This was around the time when the second movie was being released.
We did it.
Mm.
Yeah. Which is insane, man. That's been crazy. God. All right. Cool. Let's move on to the next one. Tyler, good old Tyler from DGen's podcast. He asks, Dear Santa, I want more great shoujo anime adaptations for next year. And I would really love it if we had a few good isekais to come out soon as well. And I
mean, the last good
isekais. Yeah, we got, well, yeah. Fuck.
I wouldn't, even though it's probably technically not as isekai, though.
Mm. I can't really think of any skits that are coming out.
Because, well, Mushoku Tensei is coming out right now.
Yeah, it's been going.
Shield Hero's going on. It's mm-hmm. pretty decent.
I like it so far.
I need to check it out. I haven't gotten a chance to see season 3 of it yet.
It's way better than season 2. It's pretty decent.
Oh my god, you guys don't shut up about damn turtle. So sick of hearing how upset people are about the turtle. The turtle was required. It wasn't, they couldn't skip it.
Yeah, no, they couldn't.
The turtle was bad, I agree.
Yeah.
Why'd you have to bring up the damn turtle, Ace?
I just said it was better than season two. You brought up the turtle.
It's kind of well, true. Why was it better than season two?
I have my reasons.
See, I know it's about the turtle.
I don't know. I've talked about
that. I just forgotten about the damn turtle.
See, mm-hmm. Same. And I talked about that with Courtney before at the one at the Strictly series podcast. Like how much I kind of really some things I did enjoy about that one, and how a lot of shit I did not like about season two.
Mm-hmm.
Like if anybody wants to go hear about my thoughts about that, I will post that in the.
Well, I like that they brought in the vessel weapons.
Dude, that actually was interesting. That
well, yeah, and it's required.
Yes, and I like
and
I
to get, did like and that. To get there, we had to go through the stupid fucking turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And which I didn't mind the turtle, to be honest with you.
I honestly wish we had more time with Aus. I think that was her name, right? Aus, the lady that was essentially the spirit turtle.
Oh.
I kind of wish we had like a little bit more.
The avatar of the spirit turtle.
Yeah, I kind of wish we had more like story-wise about her, of how she became the spirit turtle. I think that would have been great. That would have changed, I think, my perspective on that. But they didn't really
get we would have got more badass Kung Fu grandma.
Right,
fighting.
See, that was bad. But, she's a badass. Cool. All right, cool.
And then yeah, we get some more of her in season three, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. All right, and then we got one more to go. And Whistler is the one who.
Can we get a surprise guest appearance of the Batman in season three?
Ooh, interesting. Okay, I kind of need to watch season three now. But yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna know what I'm talking about as soon as you see it.
Okay. All right, and then Whistler actually dropped in one for us as the final one. He says, "Dear Santa, please send me the willpower to continue playing War Thunder as it has consumed my soul."
Nah, you don't need that.
Just don't play.
Just give it up. Just give it up.
Just don't play. It's that simple. It's like with me and my willpower to play certain video games too. Like, I still play them, but I shouldn't be playing them to begin with. Goddamn.
Yeah, like, what was it? Hentai Heroes? Yeah, you should probably give up on that.
Honeypot too. No, oh, God, I'm joking. But yeah, no, thank you guys for...
I did play Hentai Heroes for a while. It was kind of fun. I swear, it was about the good story.
I don't know why I've seen like some random like H games on Steam that like have some JRPG elements that are supposedly had like apparently had some pretty good reviews. I almost ended up buying it. It actually looked freaking interesting. Like the art style of it was like a 16-bit style. It reminds me of Final Fantasy VI a little bit, which actually was one of my favorite ones. But
nice.
I doubt I'll get it, but we'll see. Well, thank you for bringing up earlier about the Risei arc for fucking Chainsaw Man, because that's actually one of the things I saw on Twitter, and I was like, dude, that's gonna be dope. I just hate the fact it's gonna be a movie. Like, goddamn it, why make these into a movie?
Because it didn't sell well.
Chainsaw Man?
Not in America. Yeah. Oh no, not in Japan. It sold well in America. It didn't sell. And guess what? America, you don't matter to Japanese businessmen.
Usually,
so
they're just scoffed
at Westerners. So that's probably why you won't be seeing a season two, unless this probably does well.
Well, the funny part is this is the next arc in Chainsaw Man.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they were like, we don't want to spend the money on a season two, but we won't give up on it since it's so popular. So we're gonna test the waters with the movie. And then I guess if the movie does well, they'll probably do a season two.
It'll probably do well, which I know it should because it's still in usually the top 20 of like mangas in like the monthly ratings when it comes to publication.
Well, wasn't it in like the top five whenever the season was coming out?
Yes, it was, because so. Season was going, so people were buying the mangas for that thing. As of right now, it did slow down, but I mean, the manga is still still pretty popular.
It is.
Yeah, it's still pretty popular, and I mean, it is Chainsaw Man. Chainsaw Man's it's fine. It's a decent show. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's just the fact that like this arc right here is actually my favorite arc in the series, and I hope to God they don't fuck this one up. Because I really enjoyed this portion of the manga a lot. This is where, and this portion here is where the series gets pretty dark.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Because introducing a kid who sells his own eyeball and left testicle isn't dark.
Right. It's just the stuff about her specifically in the contract that she has with a specific devil is like what makes that arc pretty fucking cool.
Who's recent?
Risa, you haven't met her yet because she is teased at the end of the first season.
Well,
you see somebody walking at the end of like the series, and you only see like her ankle and then her neck. That's Risa. Mm-hmm. They barely make any like attempt to showing her, which is great because that gives you like the mystery of like who she is. But if you read it, you know what she is.
Yeah,
you know exactly what she's going to
be doing. You're probably like me, and you don't give a fuck because they only showed the ankle and her neck.
Yeah, pretty much. It.
Probably didn't even notice, like I did.
I'm looking forward to the season for that, and I really want that to be done very, very well. For it being a movie, we know it's going to be a fucking insanely looking thing. Like I know it's going to look intensely good, but at the same time, I'm like, please don't fuck up this arc. I like this arc.
Well, isn't MAPPA doing it?
Yeah, they are. After watching the, at least me personally, after watching the trailer this morning, I read on like a lot of the comments that I guess the creative director, correct me if I'm wrong, if it is the creative director from season one, stepped down. So they were saying that with the trailer, it looked a little more like the manga, I guess, style. Okay. But it still looks really good.
If they keep like 60% of the manga stuff, that's fine. Because there are some stuff in there that really doesn't need to be in there.
Yeah.
But if they do that, I'm cool with that. Understandably, if your creative director kind of just steps down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could also make sense because they don't pay a fuck ton of that studio anyway. So like if
you're
really leaving just for like a pay dispute, I understand that portion.
Well, a lot of people also just left recently, so.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
Would you guys consider season one a flop or no?
No.
Oh, it totally was in Japan.
I don't consider it a flop because it still had like a high view count on it regardless of it, and it still was consistent in their actual their ratings of it too. It's so far it's been scoring sevens, which is good. Because that still means it's above average. Well, in my eyes, it means above average. But to like a viewer or someone that works at a network, they probably see that as the average, probably. So if it's still getting average views, it's still technically considered a success because it never really dipped down below that threshold. But the people that actually really did like Chainsaw Man,
but like, it didn't sell.
No, manga sales went up though, which was. It was just a net positive when it came out. Personally,
yeah, but that doesn't help the MAPPA though.
No,
the manga itself. So
it doesn't. It doesn't. But honestly, like, I'm willing.
It was a Chainsaw Man success. MAPPA not so much.
No,
exactly.
They also have way too much fucking shit on their plate, man. Like, honestly, yeah. They need to like slow the fuck down on a lot of that stuff. Because, like, even especially with all the JJK stuff, even though like a lot of that stuff has been doing really, really well. The fuck down, man.
Yeah.
Like Jesus Christ, they need to slow the fuck down.
Did you watch
I have not.
Spoilers. The Sukuna versus Maharaga fight. Like it was beautifully animated. But then I was on X and I saw a lot of comments saying that the animator's saying, "Oh, I'm glad, you know, people loved the fight, but it was only
like 60%."
30%.
Yep.
No, they said 60, I believe.
60? I'm pretty sure it's 30.
I think they said 60. Well, I felt like it was a higher one. It might have been 30. It might have.
And it just amazes me. I was like, dude, that fight was great as it is, but it's only 30%. If only given.
Well, they wanted to delay it.
Yeah, I know. But I read. I mean, as much as I'm for, you know, for them to delay, MAPPA's like, nah, it's gonna cost us money, which we don't want to.
Well, yeah.
Pay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason. And
I mean,
so basically, they just told them to rush it, and I'm like, oh, it's so bad.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I kind of see the point. Like, you already are locked into that slot.
You would
have to find someone to buy it and all that. I'm not saying it's right, because they should just animate the whole season first and then release it.
Yeah, I think I talked about this in the last couple episodes. I'm not sure if it was here. My memory is terrible, but I think news came out that the Jujutsu Kaisen Zero movie was done / animated in 4 months.
It was a quick rush. Like,
John, and that blew my mind, considering how great the animation is. I'm just like, dude, 4 months? And I feel like since it was a huge success, MAPPA's like, all right, we could basically pump out this type of quality in like a less amount of time. But considering how you guys said, considering all of the animes they're adapting, a lot of things they're, you know, obtaining.
They pick up everything.
Yeah, that they can. Not cool. It's not cool.
Well, no, it's fine if they'd pay overtime.
But they don't.
I mean, it's fine if they pay overtime.
It's a win-win for MAPPA, but it's a lose-lose for animators.
I don't think it's a win-win for MAPPA either, though. Because you got people walking out.
That's that, too. But they're like, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully MAPPA doesn't go under and they actually pay their animators.
I see it.
If this continues, they'll go under.
Yeah, or just hire more animators.
That, too.
Stop requiring overtime without pay.
Freaking Blaze just fucking messaged me right now.
What'd he say?
He sent me a picture of a fight stick, and he goes like, "I think I might have done something." And I go like, "Oh god, did you buy a Vitrix stick? Those shits are expensive." Vitrix also sponsors one of our locals that are down here whenever we have like a giant, massive gathering for a fighting game tournament. They would always throw in like 2 sticks to give for like giveaways for whoever gets first place at a tournament.
Nice.
Yeah, which is pretty dope. I can't fucking wait. Can't wait to see what he fucking like got, which one he bought and what he got engraved, because they do laser engraving for free if you buy at least a stick through them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we'll see what fucking happens. Yeah, they need to get paid better, and also, yeah, hire more people if they need to, but also, Jesus Christ, dude, that stupid like panel that I see all the damn time on Twitter when it's like when they're showing the eyes of like the creations that they've done, and then the last piece is always like the eyes of a MAPPA employee. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, like that just gets worse and worse every single time I hear something happening with MAPPA or like something that does like delaying and anything like that. That always just comes to life every fucking
Wasn't it like that infamous photo of the Attack on Titan director?
Yeah. It's that one. They always use that one.
He has bags on bags.
Dude, I know, right?
It's so sad.
It is. It's just hope to God they get better paying, better fucking working conditions, because that's essentially what they need, man. And then there's one last thing I wanted to bring up about the news, because this one was fucking awesome, but also kind of fucking sucks because I heard about what happened afterwards. So if you saw the Video Game Awards, you saw that Sega is going to be bringing out like remastered versions or brand new freaking stuff from the original release of like Shinobi, Golden Axe. Fucking, we're getting Jet Set Radio Future back, which is cool. They announced that they're bringing all those back, which is amazing. The problem was they just fucking fired like a shit ton of people as well on top of that. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? It's like everyone asked for all these things and it's great that they did. But also now they're like downsizing like teams to be working on a lot of these things, which is I think is insane, because Sega's had so much success when it comes to like a lot of these games. Dude, the last Sonic game sold so fucking well. Like it was a giant net positive for them, and they still fucking fired people.
Oh, sorry.
This shit blows my fucking mind, dude. Oh my god. Like, I hope to God, like, at least there is some sort of like justification on this thing, but that really puts like a hold on me wanting to get some of these games. And a lot of these games are some of my favorite games of all time. I really want this, but we'll just have to see and find out, because this is fucking, this is great that like we get to experience the stuff that everyone's been wanting from Sega, but also at the same time, it kind of sucks that they got to get rid of people for that shit. That's dumb as fuck.
They probably don't have to get rid of them for the game.
They don't.
It's probably like just a happenstance.
It just sucks that they just happened to announce that they were also like firing people too. It's just, it sucks that just happens to like they both. It happened within the same week. That's the worst part.
Because how often does Sega release a game too?
Actually, surprisingly, they release something at least every year and a half. Like, just recently, they just released Like a Dragon Gaiden. That's the most recent Yakuza game.
That is Sega.
That one was just released recently on that one. And I want to say there was something. The Sonic games that just came out, I think that one came out like about a month ago. So that one just recently came out. So they actually had two this year so far that dropped, which is pretty interesting. Yeah.
But I wonder how well Like a Dragon did, like, sales-wise.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I can check on that later, actually. I can probably talk about that in the next episode, probably, for that. But I will be playing Like a Dragon Gaiden this coming weekend when this podcast is released, because I'm going to have a lot of time during that weekend, so it's going to be awesome. Cool. All right. Now time for us to get started on Kengan Ashura. All right, before we get rolling on this thing, let's get our scores for this one. Mine is probably going to surprise a lot of people because, you know, people know my takes on certain fucking things when it comes to certain animes, stuff like that. But I'm going to go first on this one. Yeah, I give it a 7.5.
Okay.
All right, I guess an 8.
8? Okay.
Okay, same. Like a 7.5 to 8. Out of 10. Wasn't like I like fighting animes despite I'm still just trying to get used to like the whole like CGI in some scenes with 2D. But overall it was pretty cool. You know, I'm a very
like the best CGI.
I agree.
I'm like it's not that bad.
I just like the art style more than I dislike the CGI.
CGI, the art style. I'm very simple, man. I just love fighting enemies, and it's a really good fighting anime.
Yeah. I needed a new fighting anime just to watch because it's been a minute since I've seen one. This one, surprisingly, it actually surprised me. Like, and then I'm going to talk about a little bit of my little origin when it comes to this show later.
Okay.
As we go into it. But mainly, I gave it that 7.5 because. One, it actually was fucking fun to watch, and it was very interesting. The characters in this goddamn anime, my fucking god. Do I have archetypes that I like in anime, and they all happen to collide in this fucking anime, which I think is hilarious. Anything else you want to give on why you gave it that score, Sai?
I mean, it's fine. Any good fight, I'll get an 8.
Okay.
Fighting anime, I'll get an 8. Like, it's fine. The story is it's interesting enough. I would have preferred they not taken the whole route that they took, but I mean, it's fine if they continue the tournament.
Gotcha. Cool.
Because to be honest, it's kind of hard to keep up with what the fuck's going on in the tournament.
There's a lot of shit going on in there.
Because of that, because of a lot of stuff going on, I have no idea what's going on in the tournament.
No, I know what you mean too, because that's the main portion where I don't know what the fuck is actually happening, but you see all the stuff happening behind the scenes, which is great.
Yeah, that's fine, but I mean,
okay, from here on out. Freaking spoilers, all that stuff, we're gonna be throwing it right now. So if you haven't seen it and you kind of still want to watch it, don't worry, just come back later. And then right now starts the spoiler stuff, dude. Okay, can you, before
we go, start the spoilers,
between the two of you, can you guys guess who was my favorite character?
Second by Ashi.
yeah all right, cool, easy, done. We got that out of the way. Yeah, I've mentioned this before in the podcast. I'm a fucking wrestling fan. I love wrestling. Sekibayashi, mm-hmm. fuck me, dude. God, do you know how many times like I was like, oh man, did he really fucking lose? And I'm like, you son of a bitch. Of course you're doing that. God damn it. And I love that he explains all that stuff in between like the fighting. It's all like, yeah, you know, if I can get the crowd hyped up, you know, I get stronger, right? I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's literally just like the rules of wrestling he does, and it's just like bent to his will, and it's amazing.
Oh, that's why he lost.
Yeah. Yeah. But at least what's his name gave him the respect to beating him the way how it was in wrestling by pinning him. And I was like, mm-hmm. that's fucking badass. Yes.
But
the fact that he respected him enough to like pin him, it's like he beat him on his mm-hmm. I thought that was badass. Mm-hmm. That was probably by far my favorite fight because that's when he became the Marvelous Seki. And mm-hmm. I thought that was awesome because it's like so the death match. It's so fucking
that
funny.
Was so stupid.
you're no, right. It is stupid because everyone's all like, hello, everyone knows that's fucking Sekibayashi. But then there's mm-hmm. the dude, the Shoji player guy, the one that doesn't feel pain. He's all like, oh my God, it's Marvelous Seki. Yeah, he was super hyped because it's like, I haven't seen this dude in like forever. Like, he was like,
I actually just rewatched that fight.
The death match that was king.
Yeah.
It was great. Like that. I love that. Because the funny part is the only reason why, too, I also wanted to talk about Sekibayashi is because mm-hmm. for people that actually do watch wrestling, like CM Punk finally, like he actually went back to WWE and hell fucking froze over, which I thought was like, I never thought that would happen. Like he hated.
Where was he before?
He was in AEW, but also like a lot of shit happened during AEW as well.
Like actual drama?
Yes. Like he was fist fighting people in the back too, but also there's a lot of he say she says. Mm. So there isn't really like there's not a lot of connecting stories that like can justify a lot of the stuff that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But CM Punk got fired. Then like a week and a half later, shows up on Survivor Series weekend. The last like 5 minutes.
Mm.
It's crazy. But yeah, no, Sekibayashi, favorite character.
Awesome.
Yeah. God, that was fucking dope. That's why I wanted to bring that up. Cool. Do you guys have any favorite fights?
I like the who was it? It was Ray. Mika's how do you pronounce his last name?
The Lightning Dude.
Mika's Uchi, yeah, basically Buff Sasuke.
Yeah, Buff Sasuke, yeah.
Buff Sasuke.
Simp Sasuke.
Simp Sasuke. His fight. Against Saw Pine.
I kind of like the Wakatsuki fight, the blast core stuff.
Yeah, that was cool too.
That was a dope ass fight.
Oh man, what? Mostly because of the flashback where he punches that dude through the. What did he punch him into? Like a wall or something? Like his it's his sponsor. He's like when he was a little kid. He's like, I don't know. He breaks special-made titanium controllers. He's super strong. But you know what, Wakatsuki? You could just punch me as hard as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, sends him flying. So right. I think that's why I like that fight so much. I like Saw Pang, too, though.
I think they said he has the hardest bone or skull. Mm-hmm. He has the hardest skull out of all the fighters.
And did he like, win that God. Fight? He won that fight, right?
He won that. South yeah, Bank? He did. Yeah, I believe he won that fight. But I hated his voice so much because he's always fucking yelling.
Yeah,
I like Sal Pang because mm-hmm. I love Adon from
Street Fighter. Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, and he reminds me of Adon.
That
I was like, it's just Adon.
The funny part is I was watching this series with a buddy, and I said the same thing, and he had no idea who the fuck I was talking about.
Yeah, it's small, loud Muay Thai fighter, but that guy doesn't fight with Muay Thai. Sal Pang fights mm-hmm. with something else.
Yeah, he does.
Didn't we see the fight with the?
Oh, are you guys talking about Kowloon?
Hmm.
Kowloon. Isn't he the one that does
Kowloon? Like, sort
of... Yeah, Kowloon. Isn't he the boxer? Correct.
No. Yeah, you're talking about Kowloon Sao Peng's rival.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's fucking the god of fucking what was his
Muay
name?
Thai.
Yeah, okay.
The war god.
Yeah, thank you. The war god. Thank you.
I like that.
That was really cool.
Oh, so good.
Because, yeah.
Embers' really fang was on point.
Yeah.
Dude.
He lost.
He did. But it was a cool fight. It was a really cool fight.
And Sao Pang was sad because he lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was... Man, that sucks. It was...
Well, I mean, didn't Sao Pang, like, after losing to Buff Sasuke, he's like, I don't want to fight anymore.
I thought he beat Buff Sasuke.
No, Sasuke won. Sasuke won.
He's and he like, lost. I'm going to beat you quick so I can go back to, like, you know, my,
sipping,
my queen.
Basically, yeah. And he lost, and then Cao Long goes to his... They have a little conversation, and he's like, you're more than this. He's like, you lose one time, and you're a quitter. But then he watched Cao Long versus... Matsuda Fang, and Cao Long loses barely. I think they say that like Fang would have lost, but like he barely won by a hair. And Sao Pang got his mojo back. You know, like he got that energy. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna get back into fighting. And then he screams, and then all the birds on the island just fly away because he's so damn loud.
God, I know, right? Jesus Christ!
Hey, didn't we see what's his name fight the cloud guy, the drifting cloud or whatever?
The drifting cloud.
The guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He does fight. He fights against
the dude that died against the doctor.
Yeah. Supposedly died, but he comes back.
Bando.
Yeah, Bando.
Bando. Yeah.
That was a cool fight too.
That was a great fight. Like I really enjoyed that one.
Very anime.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite fight.
Yeah, it was cool because Bando was. What was it? Like, hyper extending his arms like Killua, just like you know, whipping everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was just like dislocating his joints. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got to bring this up now since I don't know when we will be able to. Jerry Tyson.
I hate Jerry Tyson.
He's comedy.
He's I find his fighting style hilarious because he's not mimicking people's shit. He's mimicking. Weapons as this fucking fighting style, which I thought was like, what the fuck? And then he's doing commentary during like a lot of the fights too, which I think is hilarious as well. The actual voice actor to him is actually American.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His name is like Matthew, I think, Saru. I think that's his name.
Matthew Saru. Okay.
I think that was his name. I know it's Matthew something. But like, he's American. I thought that was funny because it's like, I remember. I think you asked me that. It was either you that asked me that question, Ace, or it was like my buddy asked me that question.
No, it was me.
Okay, yeah. No, yeah. That dude's American. I was like laughing. I was like, oh, that makes sense why he's doing the.
He doesn't even sound American.
Oh, it's because he's doing like the like almost English style.
Mm-hmm. English.
That's why I see it as like he's American, blah, 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 because that's the typical stereotype of like when someone learns Japanese, that's not Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
They sound Englishy when they talk. I was like, okay, that I thought it was funny. I just need to bring him up because I don't know when we're gonna bring it up, and that's pretty much it. Because I doubt any of us have anything else.
Probably weren't because he didn't really he didn't fight.
I mean, he did when they're on the ship.
We got season one.
Yeah, we got that. Okay, I do need to talk about the way
for those who say Baki. Mimicking fucking dinosaurs is weird. Fucking Jerry Tyson fucking mimicked the fucking missile. Get the fuck out of here. Scud missile. Get the fuck out of here.
I was laughing so fucking hard when I heard it's him say that. I was like, what? Hilarious. I was like, what? Yeah. It's like, what the fuck, dude? It's so fucking stupid. That's funny as hell.
Did we see the psychopath officer do anything?
The psychopath officer, for what's
with the name? One that wears the gi?
I want to say we have. With,
no, like just with the extra behind the scenes when they start attacking fighters and stuff.
I'm pretty sure they show like a glimpse of him, and then I think that's it. But I don't know. God damn.
Because what's Cosmo Imai got to fight, and he was in a wheelchair. And The Blast Corps dude was fighting too, I believe.
I believe so too, yeah, because Cosmos does have a fight. That's the thing I did want to bring up. Because
the mercenaries.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm talking about, that
part. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah. Okay. I believe so. But then also, like, Cosmos is, like, next fight is supposed, like, at the end of the second, or part one of the second season, the next episode supposedly supposed to be Oma against Cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh shit, like, it's dumb that they ended it like right there, like the moment Oma wakes up and then he's like fighting back and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's when the next match is supposed to start. I'm like, oh, that match I actually kind of want to see. I want to see Oma against Cosmos, because Cosmos is actually pretty bad.
Cosmos, but he's all beat up.
Yeah, he is all beat up. That's the only shitty part. But we see Brazilian jiu-jitsu out of him, which is actually pretty badass. I'm like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
People have like the coolest fucking fighting styles in this fucking actual series too.
Oh yeah, it's super cool.
Like, some of them are pretty dope, and some of them are just stupid. Oh, the what's his name? I think Sawada is his name.
Kobayashi?
No, Sawada.
Oh, I thought we were talking about stupid fighting styles.
No. Sawada, the dude that had with that fucking hair, the insane hair that what's his name calls him, gay boy.
The one that he wants to have sex. He has a Oma body pillow.
Yes. No, not that guy. Not that guy. Not the one that's sexually like exerting himself every time he hears Oma's voice, or he wants
the one who has Oma's body pillow, which means he had to go make one.
No, Sawada's the dude that kind of looks like what the fuck's his name from Hunter Hunter?
Leorio?
No.
Jing?
No, the. I'm trying to think of that one arc. The Shogi fucking arc in fucking Hunter x Hunter. He looks like the main bad guy in that arc.
Meruem?
Meruem? I think it was Meruem, yeah, because he has like
Chimera and arc?
Yes.
How does he look like Meruem?
I will fucking show.
I really have no idea who you're talking about now.
Me neither.
Like, you lost me.
Got him. Here, I'm gonna post.
Once you said he looks like Meruem, I'm like, what?
Let me get
so he looks like Cooler. Not Cooler,
pretty much, yeah.
Cell.
Yeah, it's in our Craigslist fucking chat. Craig log chat right there. That dude. Because they call him Gay Boy.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, his fighting style incorporates like ballet and shit like that. And I thought it was fucking.
Yeah, cool. He got his ass pulled.
Yeah, he did.
By the mercenaries.
Yup. That was the dude I was talking about. Yeah.
Him and what's his name? The dude who got a refrigerator business and pinches people.
Oh fuck, what's his name? I forget like a lot of the people's names. There's so many fucking companies that are involved, especially mm-hmm. the drunk older dude that always hangs out with like almost fucking. With Oma's buddy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When they're both hanging out, they become like essentially like brothers, and they're always drinking with each other. Yeah. Drinking. Those mm-hmm. two are like my favorite interactions all the time whenever I see them. Like, those ones are fucking hilarious every single time. Whenever they're like, hey, well, you want to go get a drink after the match? I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Dude, the chairman's granddaughter is fucking hilarious because she's the announcer for all the fights and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that it's like, we think you're pretty. Would you have sex? So she's like, I would never have sex with any of you guys. that scene made me laugh so fucking hard. God. I don't know. Like, what do you think is gonna happen in like the next bits, do you think, that's coming up, since we only got like a glimpse of essentially like
probably not a lot of the Muni matches.
Do you think we're gonna
not a lot of matches, I don't think.
Do they were gonna have like some matches where like one competitor shows up but the other one didn't because they were involved in getting through the
mutiny? No, because then they would be replaced by the mercenary. Because that's why they were fighting them, right? Take their spots.
Oh, that's true. No, you're right. That's one detail I forgot.
So it probably will be more fights.
Yeah, I want to say maybe more fights, because it's round three, correct? Round three?
Yeah.
Because I know at the end of
it's three.
Yeah, at the end of like part one for season two, Oma isn't 100% because he copped out blood in the end when he's walking away, and he says he, as long as he could hold out for three more matches. I have no idea, but I'm anime only, but so he's not 100% right now. So that's why I know there's like at least going to be three, possibly two to three more fights.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they divide it, but I want to say at least two to three more fights per character.
Okay. I know the OST, the OST to this series, it was popping, man.
Oh yeah,
every single time there was like a fight, like I had to look up some songs that they had.
Yeah, they were great.
Clash is like my favorite song so far that they have, because it's like it starts out with a little bit of electronic synth shit that's going on, mm-hmm. and then it gets to like fucking heavy metal out of nowhere.
Yeah,
that song, whenever I heard that in the middle of a fight, it's usually always happens when they have like a little monologue,
mm-hmm.
and then I don't know, that song just happens, and then that's when they start fighting. Boom,
mm-hmm.
great ass song, holy shit. OST to this is amazing. Like, honestly, people should go listen to the song Clash, at least. That's a good ass mm-hmm. song. But man, the songs they have for the people's entrances are fucking great. The fight music in between is fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then like there's a song called Strong Enemy. Ah, oh, dude, that song fucking hits so fucking hard. And I think that song was playing during the the last Sekibayashi fight, where it was, mm-hmm. it was Marvelous Seki and against the dude that was the assassin. Mm-hmm. Oh, that fucking, the music just of that fight was just so good and on point, man.
Mm. I agree. Yeah, the OSTs are pretty good.
Yeah, surprising. That was fucking awesome. The weird thing is, I didn't like the second OP.
It was okay.
I think it was like a really good hype song, but it didn't vibe to me as much as like the first one did.
Yeah.
Because the first one was just like, I think every episode we had like some sort of like conflict in action. The second season we had maybe one episode where we didn't really have much conflict, but every other episode was. But I mm-hmm. felt like it was kind of rushed, because it makes sense, because a lot of these fighters are fucking just built like brick shit houses.
Yeah.
So like a lot, so you know a lot of them are gonna win. So that's, it makes sense why they didn't give a lot of time to that thing, but still.
Oh, there's only four actual matches. Mm. They're in the quarterfinals.
Oh shit. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's Rei versus Gensai, Kuroki Gensai, Sen versus the Fang of Metsudo,
mm-hmm.
Imai and Oma, and Wakatsuki and Mutaba.
Cool. So, all right. So hopefully they do get to those ones by the part two of season two.
Oh, I mean, if they don't, I'd be surprised. There's only four.
Yeah. But the weird thing is, like, the manga is fucking long, too. So if they're already, like, rushing through this thing, I don't know where in every bits the manga actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Where they're actually doing it. Because the manga is, like, almost 500 episodes or 500 chapters long.
Really?
Yeah. Dude. Oh, dang. And I think Kengan Omega is, like, already at 300 chapters already.
Damn.
Yeah. So I'm like, fuck. But I'm really, like, I'm really looking forward to like the next part of this thing, because this is probably that one anime series that like
Oma has to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm it's gonna win, so I mean.
No, I mean this next round.
He's going against Cosmos, so yeah.
Yeah.
And Cosmos is pretty deadly just on his own for him being like,
I wonder who's gonna win
strong
out of Lightning Sasuke and that other dude.
Who's
I think that's the dude that beat up Pinchy Boy.
I think
that so. The old man that's kind of like a he studies like a murder style. The one who beats them. Yeah, he's like he looks like burly Ryu,
mm-hmm.
like mm-hmm. an old Ryu to me.
Yeah. Yeah, how was his name? Like fucking like Gensai, I think that was his name.
Oh yeah. Kuroki Gensai, yeah.
Dude, Gensai, mm-hmm. dude, he's a fucking badass.
Yeah, his fight against Setsuna.
Lightning Sasuke.
Jesus.
That's gonna be good.
That should be a good match.
Yeah, because Rei, he used to be an assassin, so then Gensai does what's
assassination
the
style?
So it's
an assassination style as well. I forget what they call it. I think it's made up.
Okay.
Kaiwan, I think that's what it's called.
Kaiwan, yeah.
Yeah. Mystery Arm style. So. I think that's what they're called. Yeah, because I'm like looking at his information right now. That's what they're saying. Yeah, they're saying he's Kaiwan.
The drifting cloud is probably gonna end up losing.
Most likely.
Okay.
Damn.
Cause he has to fight the Fang of Mexico.
True. Fucking Shen Wulong, dude. What the That dude is a fucking weirdo.
I think Mutombo's gonna lose to Wakatsuki.
I forget they have a Ronald McDonald character.
Yeah.
Ronald Haraguchi.
Yeah.
He's literally Ronald McDonald. Ronald McDonald.
God damn it, dude. That's fucking God damn. I thought there were some odd characters, but damn, that one beat everything.
The Ronald McDonald for sure. I know there's a guy that with like a lemon head. Oh, he's right here. His name is Kono Akio.
God, dude.
What about Japanese Disney?
Oh, there was like a fucking like a
Disney. The dude who was hiding in the mascot outfit.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
It was like a cool bar type character too, yeah.
I forgot about that.
It was like one of those biker guys.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah, some of the characters are just hilarious to look at.
Fucking Setsuna, dude. Setsuna just fucking, he's so unhinged.
He is. It said he grew up as a male prostitute, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's why he's always coming every single time he hears fucking Oma, or anything about Oma, every time.
Wait,
he's
did like, he lose?
Yeah.
Who did he lose to?
Did he lose?
Yeah, Setsuna lost to Kuroni Genkai. Kuroki Genkai. Sorry, I mispronounced it. Kuroki Gensai.
That fight? No way. I don't.
Yeah, it was Kuroki Gensai. He beats Setsuna.
Oh
no,
did.
I believe
You're
it.
Right. Yeah.
His friend was the guy.
Supposedly Setsuna's master.
Well, the guy, yeah, Setsuna killed.
Damn.
But I don't remember that fight enough.
I don't remember it either because
Yeah, it's Hobo Ryu. That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
actually, not Hobo Ryu. It's Hobo Paul.
From
Tekken. God damn it. But yeah, no, that one's. Setsuna is just a fucking unhinged dude. I was like, God damn. The other dude was also super unhinged. I forgot his name.
Is there a loser's bracket?
No.
No.
No, so if you lose, you're out of the tournament?
Yeah, it's a one-and-done tournament, yeah.
Okay.
Except you just get to fight all those other guys that are just fighting people.
That would fucking suck. God damn it.
Yeah, they only had one of those Kuroda people. I would have thought there would have been more. Kuro, the guy Oma beat in the first round. Whose nephew, sister, cousin, whatever, wants to marry Oma.
Yeah. That one was fucking hilarious and weird.
Yeah.
That girl is unhinged. Like, holy fuck.
Well, yeah. And then the grandpa wants to kill Oma because she wants to bang him.
But then also, he also is pretty creepy as well.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it. Like,
I think it's just the eyes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, he doesn't love their granddaughter.
No, but it seems like he really loves his granddaughter.
No, I never got that.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, though, I mean, this show has been fucking badass. A lot of fighting. Very interesting, like,
character stories.
Yeah, thank you, dude. Oh my god, you fucking finished that for me. That was, dude, a lot of them are pretty fucking interesting. Some were just like, what the fuck? I don't know, like, I think overall, though, like, I would recommend this to people to at least watch, especially if they want to get into an anime that actually has, like, a tournament-style fucking, like, fighting, stuff like that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's great. I love tournament style slash fighting anime. I mean, yeah. I feel like this is like a staple within anime because there's a lot of arcs that are like that.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I like it. It's great fighting. Different styles of fighting as well, which makes it like a UFC type of feel.
Like old UFC.
Yeah, yeah.
Like early UFC. That's what it felt like to me. Which is not too bad. Like, that was like an era I really did like, and a lot of people that never seen the older stuff. At least watch like one or two of the tournaments, but don't watch all of them because that was before when rules, before they even had rules, man. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, Jesus Christ. But yeah. But over, I mean, let's see. Overall, though, great show. Definitely a must. I think it's a must watch at least. I don't know if people want to be interested in the manga. Manga's pretty, not long, not super long, but it's long. 400 to 500 chapters. So if you want to check it out, go check it out. You guys got anything else about this show?
That it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, but I'd rather watch Tokyo Revengers.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Fucking loving that show. So fucking good.
Season 2, right?
Season 3, I believe.
Season 3's already out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang. I haven't even
seen season 3, I believe, yeah. Okay. Season 3 is so fucking good.
I didn't even know season 3 was already out on that one. Is it
season 3?
I don't know. To be honest, I have no idea. It could be? Let me go to my...
I think it is. It might be, because it is like the third time he's gone back. I just didn't know if it was like, you know how they split up shit now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Tokyo Revengers, Tenjikuhen, which is...
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, it looks like it's the third season because the one before that was the Christmas Showdown arc, which actually was...
Okay, yeah. That is three.
Yeah.
That was three, because one was... The first stuff,
first like
where they fought the Black Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, Black Dragon is season.
Black Dragon is the current. Is it also?
Yeah, season two.
Yeah.
No, it's Tenjiku is the.
Yeah, you're right. Yes, damn. Like, I'm getting.
But they are ties to Black Dragon
mm-hmm.
in that one. No, the Christmas arc was the first season.
It's the second season.
No, because that was. Second season was the part where he, the incident where, what's his name, dies? Baji.
But that...
That was season two, wasn't it?
Well, because all of season one was, like, 24 episodes. So, like,
yeah, season one was... The end of season one was the Tokyo part, right? It was,
Fuck, I don't remember.
Was the Christmas.
Yeah. Damn. I haven't seen...
Was the end of the Christmas.
I haven't watched Tokyo Revengers in a minute.
It's been a minute too. I think you're right. So I'm pretty sure you are, because I don't remember most of it.
Yeah, it's a blur, but I believe it was that, and then Baji stuff, and now it's the stuff with Tenjiku, I believe, is the main like the main arcs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense. But yeah, no.
Cool. Because the Christmas stuff was when Draken got beat up.
Okay. So I remember that. Right? I just remember when that took place.
Right?
I'm pretty
sure... Wait, no! You know what it is?
Hmm.
The Christmas stuff was when he got... when they shot him.
Mm-hmm.
From Shit. Pa and Pet or whatever, and they got that guy to beat him up. So they jumped him at the festival, and he got shot. That was the end of season one,
mm-hmm.
I think. And then the Black Dragon stuff, which I think I was confusing with the Christmas stuff,
maybe.
And the Baji stuff, I think happened in season. Both happened in season two.
Jeez.
I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember it was fucking hot.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Make sure to go follow us everywhere. 5-star ratings is on all the podcasting platforms you hear this on. Go join our Discord. Give us some more stuff. Come on by, participate in a lot of things. And also, don't forget to also check out the other podcasts that we've been a part of. or we've done collaborations with Tatan and Stash, Senju World, and then also quick shout outs to freaking Pete and them over there at the What Do You Say Anime as well. I guessed it with Tyler to do an episode, an impromptu episode, because apparently they lost their footage from the stuff that they recorded for that one. So we did a whole anime passwords game show style, which was fucking fun. We didn't do all too hot, unfortunately, but I will post that in the description down below if you guys want to go check that out, because they have it on YouTube as well. So if you want to see my fucking face or don't care about my face, then go check it out. All right, cool. Other than that, though, man, you guys got any last words?
Read Ranger Rejects. It's fucking good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for reminding me. I need to add that right now.
Yeah, I don't know. This idea just popped in my head. I feel like we should have, like, our favorite anime characters and our listeners' favorite anime characters and put them all tournament style. And we each decide who would win.
I'm down for that, actually. Those of you listening, come join us. Drop it into our... Drop it into one of our chats, and then we can definitely do that.
And we could talk about it and then maybe create like a visual board for it as well.
That sounds like the idea that I had that I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, you had something similar about that, which I'm down for that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we could definitely talk about it in like a future episode. I'm not sure if that episode, if we're going to talk about the whole tournament or just per episode talk about, you know, like this character versus this character, and in the end we decide who wins. I'm not sure.
I mean, if it takes a while, I can easily break it down to two episodes, because that's what we did when we did the memes one. That one was so long, I had to break it down to two episodes. I was like, Jesus, that was almost 3 hours of fuck.
Okay, for but sure.
I'm down. Definitely down for same. Cool. Other than that though, guys, go I will go watch the Yu Haku show. Because I do need something randomly to watch, and I will definitely watch that.
Okay.
And maybe you'll watch it one day. Easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Easy.
Do it, yeah. And awesome. I think we'll be able to... I think I'm going to be, for sure, be able to do the Dad's Anime Sesh review with this.
Well, just let Josh know, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll text them during... probably, like, Tuesday. Just because I think I'm going to start it today, and I'll probably finish it by, like, Monday night.
Okay.
By then, I'll have already forgotten that you said you were going to be part of the show. So.
Yeah, that's why I'll message him on Tuesday about it, and then just get it all ready to go.
Because okay. I wouldn't remember maybe until Thursday.
You're good.
Probably, like, as I'm getting ready to get into the episode, I'll be like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're good. I will message him on Tuesday. Because I'm going to start this.
Cool.
All right, cool. Any lasting words, guys?
Watch your goddamn anime.
Opa!
Come back next week, guys.
Nani?
Or in 2 weeks when we drop our next Nani? Episode. Mm-hmm. Other than that, though, go watch your goddamn animes.
Arriva,
there. Nice. Goddamn. Have yourself a nice, wonderful day.
Yo, week Tenkai.
Peace.
Bye.
Unkai.
God damn it.
I can actually do the Sinbon Zakara Kageyoshi. Unkai.
I think just for that, I might actually put the Bunkai right there at the end.
Bunkai. Sinbon Zakara Kageyoshi.
アリーベデルチ。